Shut up and sit down.
This is Off the Walk.
All right, listeners. So I'm gonna try to kick this off like Eric, you know, how he comes up with some intros, but I got nothing today, so welcome back to another episode of Off the Walk, and today we are doing a post-date interview with our one and only Eric Wu. Thanks for coming on the show, Eric.
It's my pleasure, Lance.
All right. So as some of you have probably already listened, if you haven't listened to the episode of the pre-dating episode, listen to those first, because this is going to be a spoiler for that. So this is a series of episodes that we're doing that goes through and walks through kind of a date, pre-date, then they're going to do a date, and of course now we're doing the post-date episode. So we're going to come and ask Eric how the date went, and of course there is another episode on how the date went with Christine, so check that one out. But Eric, how was this experience? How did you like this blind date experience?
I thought it was pretty good. I thought the and to listeners out there, sorry, I'm recovering from a cough right now, so I might cough a little bit. I thought it was pretty good. I thought that there was an air of surprise to it because I didn't know what she looked like, or, you know, I didn't know her name. All I had was just like a text from you to where to stand. And I waited for her, and I honestly wasn't sure if she was going to come, actually, but she did, and it was great.
Okay. Well,
yeah, so it was pretty good.
I guess that's good. I mean, this is a real blind date. For some of the listeners, it was, you know, really, they didn't get to view each other's, you know, profile or anything like that. Didn't get a picture ahead of time or any kind of, previous, notification, you know, of who they're That's dating. Right. So
didn't know what she looked like. No, nothing. True blind date.
So I guess, like, walk me through kind of the kind of first impression of how this date went.
So in my mind, when I was there waiting for her, I was like, you know, well, I wonder what she's going to look like. I wonder if I'm wearing the correct clothing. You know, I was a little, honestly, I was nervous, because in terms of a blind date, like when you don't even know what they look like, and it was my first one ever, right? I thought I was quite nervous and I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what I was in for. I was like second guessing. I was like, should I have done this in the first place? I don't know if this is the right thing to do. But when she came over, I saw her. It was great. She's a very pretty girl. She was wearing, honestly, I can't remember what she was wearing, but I think she was wearing some type of like a crop, black crop top shirt or some sort, with some type of nude colored coat or something over on top. It was raining that day, so it was a little chilly right there. I can't remember what she was wearing below the waist, but yeah, it was great. We had a friendly hello, and then we walked up to the coffee shop where the day was going to happen.
Okay, so yeah, I guess that brings me... Yeah. Oh, sorry, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I was muting there so I could cough. So, yeah, we went in, ordered some drinks, had a good date. Like, it was, I think it was like a two-hour type of date, and then she had some stuff to do, and then because she has two kids And then, you know, we finished out the date, and then, yeah, that was that. It was good. It was good. It was a pleasant date.
It was good. Okay. So I guess that where you guys went to a coffee shop, like, I guess the, one of the questions is, where did you guys go on this date?
So we went to Higher Ground in Kensington, which was, I would say it's like a more local shop versus your Starbucks and your Tim Hortons and stuff. So it had a more cozy feel to it. And okay. Yeah, it was nice. It was in the central area. I didn't know where she lived, so a central area was picked, and it was, you know, better for both of us right there.
Okay. So I guess now that this date has passed, were there any kind of deal breakers now that after this date?
Actually, no. I don't think there were any deal breakers. Although in our conversation, I felt like she saw a deal breaker in me.
Okay. Do explain. What do you mean by that?
So there was a moment in the date where she had asked me if I had, if I was married, and I said no. And she asked if I had kids, and I said no. And she said, you know, sometimes it's hard for, like, people with kids just don't understand or something like that. She kind of said that phrase, and in my mind I was like, okay, looks like,
You mean people without kids don't understand, yeah. or is that what she was saying? Okay.
That's what she said. I can't remember exactly what we were talking about, but from there I was like, okay, maybe I was like, should I have had kids in my mind? And I was like, maybe that's pretty much ending the date right there. It looks like she's that's it right there. So
yeah. But I mean, still though, maybe you have like, you know, some nieces or like some relatives that, you know, have younger kids. So you might, you know, have been around children. So
I might have, yeah. And I've been around children a lot in my life just because, you know, I've been a piano teacher for 10 years. I worked as a camp counselor for like 4 years. I've worked in Montessori schools with teaching young kids for like numerous times too. So I have been in child, but I don't own kids. So, and that they're not a part of me like 24/7. I don't have kids, is what I meant. I don't have kids, so they're not a part of me 24/7. So maybe in that case, I don't understand certain things. Obviously, people with kids are busy, you know. So
yeah, that is true. I will attest to that. You know, having 3 kids of my own, it is completely different if I get to like give these kids back by like, you know, 4 o'clock, like, here you go. Yeah. I'm done with them. And that's exactly. It. Exactly. Doesn't really exactly. quite work like that. So I guess what were some of the things that you liked about this date?
I felt that the conversation was pretty good. I mean, we did have a nice back and forth conversation. I mean, we went for, I think, almost 2 hours. So that was good. And we got to, because like on an initial coffee date, it's, you know, it's not like a crazy thing or something like that, right? You're mainly just having a sit down just to get to know the other person a bit more. And from there to kind of gauge whether you have chemistry or you have interest in the other person or not, right? So from what I saw, like I enjoyed the date. It was good conversation, and you know, it was, we had some nice drinks and all that. So, and yeah, she looked good, so that was good too. But so that was another good thing. And so like, yeah, but overall, yeah, no complaints from me.
Okay, right on. So I mean, those are some of the things you liked. So what are the things that, was there anything you disliked about the date?
Honestly, nothing really. I realized later that she actually lived near me, so I could have picked a better, like, a location that was closer to the both of us, because it looks like we were pretty much going the same way after. So,
right.
But the date location itself was great, right? I mean, it's a nice coffee shop with a nice atmosphere. It was quiet in there too at that time. So we had it wasn't busy or anything. Then we found nice, comfortable chairs. That's another thing that I really enjoyed, was the seating. That was great.
All right.
Nothing too much. I mean, yeah, I may have made a small joke, which I regret now.
What'd you joke about, man? What'd you joke about?
So she is older than me by like a few years. And I may have made a joke about something, forgetting that she was older than me, about age or something like that. And then I realized it now. And then right after I made the joke, I like was like, oh man, I shouldn't have said that. So I was like, I don't know if that kind of soured the date a little bit or not, but you know.
she give you one of those weird looks like, the hell say?
Heck, I gave her a weird look because I was like, oh no. Then I realized it right there. I mean, it was a minor joke, but you know, it's, I don't know. Anything you say in the first date counts.
I guess so. I guess it all just depends on how that person takes it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they could take it as a joke, or you know, they could be like, is this guy for real? Did he just say that?
I hope she took it as a joke. It was a joke.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, if it's anything, you know, what I've learned is that there are two things you never talk about with a woman. Is one is their age, and the other is their weight. So those are like those are off the table. You can't bring those. Can't talk about those. So
looks like I could be game over right there.
You could be game. So I mean, other than that, what else did you guys talk about? Did you go to this having like a list of questions that you were going to ask, or was it just like, hey, I'm just going to go with the flow and, you know, see how it goes and just, you know, see where the conversations happen.
I normally take every date as a go with the flow type of thing. It's just having a conversation. Plus, you know, as a podcast host, it's not too hard for me to start picking a topic and just start going from there and start talking. Right. So, we talked about a variety of things too. So like everything from her job, my job, you know, her kids, travel, like, I can't remember what else, but it was a variety of things for sure.
Okay. So I guess, you know, the conversation's going good. You know, was there any flirting that was happening in these conversations?
I don't know. I am honestly I'm horrible at flirting, and I'm also horrible at picking up any signs either. So I don't think that I picked up anything, nor did I think that I did anything.
Okay.
So I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know, honestly.
You wouldn't know. I guess, you know, in my mind, if there is no flirting that's happening, is that like a bad sign? Like, is that like, oh, she's not into me? Or if you're not flirting, you know, does that mean you're not into her type of thing?
I think, you know, a first date can be big. Like, if there is chemistry, maybe it depends on the person too. Maybe the first date is usually just the initial intro where you just talk and you find out about each other. And then after that date, you realize, okay, you know, I kind of want to see this person again because we have a great time chatting. And maybe the second date, you go for something more major, like, I don't know, like a dinner or something like that. And then you start, that's when the flirting might start coming. Because you do feel chemistry. And if the other person's agreeing to it, that might be something. I mean, you could also lay it hard on the first day too. But I didn't. Yeah, I don't think I flirted. I think I was just asking questions. Maybe I should have treated it less like a like an episode almost. I
feel you're doing some interrogation or what?
No, I don't think I was doing like, oh, I mean, it wasn't crazy or anything like that, but you know, I just enjoyed the conversation or anything, something like that. I didn't detect any flirting, but I'm also horrible at reading the signs.
Like, yeah. So. All right. So if you were to rate this, rate this date from 1 to 10, what would you rate this date?
These numbers, scaling systems are so hard. Okay, what's a 5? Like, is that just, I would not want to see her again, or I could, maybe? Is that what a 5 is like?
I don't know. I guess I would say like 1 was like a bad date, right? 2 is like, okay, like it was okay. I don't know. Like 5 would be like, it was all right. There's some bad things, but there's some good things. And then like, I don't know. 10 is like, it was great.
I think maybe, I think maybe like, maybe it's above a 5, I would say. Maybe like a 7. Or an 8. Only because I think that she isn't interested in me. That's what I think.
Okay. So you're giving it a 5 because only because you think she's not interested in you.
No, I gave it a 7.
Oh, you gave it a 7. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I gave it a 7 because I thought the date went pretty good, but I don't think she was interested in me.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I guess the question was, you know, genuinely, did you think that she was interested in you? And you don't think that she was interested in you based on what you
said?
I don't think.
Yeah. Okay. Cause I think maybe her comment about the kids was one indication. My joke didn't help, but I did notice that she did check her watch a couple times, although that might have been because she had to grab her kids.
Okay.
But that's also an indication to me that the conversation was good, but she was just not interested in me.
Hmm. All right. So, I mean, you made a joke, and you thought it might have been offensive, but did she say anything that was offensive to you?
I don't think so. I mean, when she said the remark about the kids, I told her that's true. I don't have any kids, so I am less busy, you know. So it's. Yeah, so there's that. But nothing she said in particular offended me really in any way. Not that I remember. Granted, it's been a little while now, so I don't remember everything that was said in the date, but nothing in my mind went, I was like, whoa, stop right there, let's go. Or anything like that, you know?
Okay. So in terms of, you know, because we know that, you know, Eric, you're a fashionable person, so... Was she fashionable? Was she like, you know, did she dress all right? Was it your type of fashion? How was that?
She was dressed great. Yeah, I liked how she was dressed. It was nice, not like super cash, you know, but still, yeah, modern. And I thought she was dressed nice. I don't know about me. I don't know what she thinks about how I dressed.
We're going to have to get a picture of what you wore and post it up on Instagram for people to judge what they think. But obviously, I guess, your date's personality, how is her personality?
It was good. She was talkative, you know, so that's why the conversation kept going. So I liked her personality. It was very... I don't know how you would say it. Energetic, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was pretty good. And she when she was talking, it was confident. So that's really great. And yeah, so no complaints about her personality right there.
Well, that's good. I mean, because, you know, obviously you're doing a podcast. We know that you can converse. So were you like, you know, if both of you guys were very talkative, were you guys kind of running over each other, or no, it was pretty smooth kind of conversation?
I think it was pretty smooth, mostly because as a podcaster, I can ask questions and wait for the person to respond. I try not to interject over or interrupt. It's these years of practice, bro.
only when it comes to me talking, then, you know.
Basically, I'm going to interrupt you all.
All right. So let's see. Is there anything that she should have asked but didn't ask that you felt?
Actually, you know what? I had started the conversation asking her what she did for a living, and she never actually asked me what I did for a living until I think I mentioned it myself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's interesting, because normally jobs are usually some topics that you normally ask. It usually comes into a conversation one way or another, but yeah, it was. So that was the one thing that was like, oh, okay. That was never asked, but
okay.
And like she had also asked me, how did you get roped in into this blind date? So I didn't specifically mention like the specific reason. I kind of said, you know, it was like, you know, I know Lance. He got me into it. So
you didn't tell her you were a co-host on this show, and no, that you were the subject.
She has absolutely no idea. But I felt that, because I felt that if I told her, it would make it less natural. Maybe I don't know if that would, because she would be choosing her words more carefully, maybe, or something like that. Versus me not saying anything. We're literally just having like a date and all that. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So
she has no idea.
She has no idea. So you're basically a liar. Yeah.
I wasn't a liar. I did say, you know, I know Lance. He got me into this. So it was all
you
true.
Weren't a liar. You didn't tell the truth. That's all.
I didn't tell the truth. Exactly.
All right. So was there anything that you felt that she could have done to kind of improve the date? To bring it up to the level 10, because you rated it a 7, right?
I guess I mean, the only thing would have been maybe if she was interested in seeing me again, I guess. Because from the date, the conversation was good. But like I said, I'm not great at like knowing when people flirt and all that. But to me, it felt like she thought the conversation was nice, was pleasant, but she's just not interested in me.
Okay. Well, that brings me to a question where, like, how do you know that she wasn't interested? Did you ask for her number to kind of continue that conversation kind of after the date?
I did not ask for her number, no, because I was not actually sure if I should or not, A, because of this podcast episode, but B, as well, because I just thought that she wasn't interested in me. Like, I just had a feeling that she wasn't. I mean, I could be completely wrong, but that was my feeling.
Okay. But I mean, typically when you go out on a date and you're interested in a girl, do you get the number, or are you expecting her to ask for your number? Or like, how does that work? I mean, I haven't been dating for obviously a long time, but you know, back in my day, if I was interested, I would try to, you know, find her, hook up with her some other way. But maybe, I don't know, nowadays there's other ways to find out someone's contact numbers or info.
Yeah. Like, because I've never actually been on a true blind date. Dates I've been on, I usually have the number available. Like, if we're chatting on a dating app, I'll ask, or I'll give my number out generally, and it's her choice whether or not to text me on like another platform or something like that. In this case, and then later I find out if it's not interested in or something, that then that's it. This one, because it was blind, right? So, and I just felt like maybe she wasn't interested. So I didn't offer to give her my number, because I was like, she's just going to be like, she's a great time, but I'm not interested. So I decided to skip that level right there.
Okay. That's interesting to me, because I guess you're right. Like, a lot of times now in these dating apps, those, you know, the contact information is right there. So it's not like you're going to be like, hey, can I get your number? Because you pretty much already have their number, right? Per se, because you've been chatting on these platforms already, right?
Yeah, like, unless you meet each other without taking it offline, like you're still chatting on the app while you meet each other, then, but you're still chatting with each other, I guess. In this one, it's, yeah, like, I don't know. Like I said, I could be completely wrong, but I have no idea.
But now you don't have her number, so you're never going to find out either, you know?
I mean, if she's like, yeah, I really like this guy, it was great, then maybe I'll be asking you, Lance, to get.
Well, you're going to have to listen to the episode. Yeah, you're going to have to listen to the episode and find out. Exactly. Was there anything that surprised you on this date?
I mean, everything was a surprise if you think about it, you know, because it's like, it was a blind date. So, oh, whoa, that's okay. And all that stuff, right? So, you know, I shouldn't have been surprised that she had children, but I was, oh, okay, you have children. So it's not like there was nothing that was like major, nothing major like that. But, you know, it's just your normal, oh, okay, that's cool. And all that stuff, you know.
All right.
I hope there was nothing surprising about me. We'll see. I guess we'll see.
We'll find out. physical attraction. What would you rate the physical attraction between, I guess, 1 to 10? In that 10, you found her obviously totally attractive, or I guess 1, not that attractive.
She was attractive for sure. Like, I don't know if I can give a rating scale though. Like,
I guess this is a hard question. Yeah, I don't know if
that's a hard question. But I found her attractive, you know, physically as well. And I was trying to figure out what background she was from the whole time, and I had absolutely no idea. But then she told me later, and I was like, oh, okay. I thought she was something completely different. I knew she was Asian. That's about it. I was trying to guess what she was the whole time. But yeah.
All right. Is there anything that you would have done or said differently now that the date is over?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have made a joke about her, the age.
Hold off on the jokes. Okay.
Yeah, anything hold else? Off on the jokes. I think everything else I would have, I don't think I did anything particularly bad or anything like that besides that one joke. So, you know, I think that besides that, everything, I think it went well. Yeah.
Okay. So after this, would you ever do this kind of blind date again?
I would. Yeah. Cause at the end of the day, whether it goes for better or for worse, I still get to meet a person, and it's that initial interaction is always really cool, right? It's always like, mm-hmm. kind of like a special moment when you don't, you're nervous, right?
Yeah.
And that kind of gets you excited, right? You're nervous because you don't know who you're going to meet. And then at the end of the day, you're going to have a conversation with them and you're going to find out about them, right? I love, as you know, I love meeting new people regardless, right? So, yeah, so I would totally do a blind date again, yeah.
Awesome. You're right. I mean, I think it's like, it seems like a very unconventional way now, right? Like maybe, I don't know, 10 years ago, blind dates might be more of a thing, but now it's kind of like probably everything's an app, right? So you kind of get to find out a whole lot of things. Although, you know, these apps, you never know, right? you could put a lot of fake crap on these apps and people don't know, right? Like, anyways.
I mean, yeah, you could be talking to some girl named Susie, you meet up and it's some dude named Stan or something.
Like, whoa, you never know. So would you go out on a date with Christine again?
I think I would. Yeah, I would. Just because I thought that the conversation was great and, you know, I wouldn't mind going out with her again just to get to know her a bit more, yeah. And to see if there is some chemistry or something like that.
Awesome. And so I guess now in the world of Tinder, you know, swiping right or left, would you, if you seen her on Tinder, would you have swiped left or right before all of this date, this blind date?
I would have swiped right for sure.
And for us, you know, and for guys like me that are like old and ancient, what is swipe right again? That's a yes.
that's a yes.
That's a good thing. That's a yes. Right? Okay.
That's a good thing. It's a good thing. Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay. And then even at now after the date, getting to know her more, right? Would you still swipe right or swipe left?
Yeah, I would still swipe right.
All right. Well, that's good. So I guess we had this question here where if the date was bad, and she texts or calls you, although you never asked for a number, but if she texts you for a second date and you're not interested, how would you deal with that?
If I was not interested, I would say, hey, listen, I had a really great time, but I think it's better off that we're just friends. Something like that, probably.
Something like that. But you have not ghosted anybody ever.
Ghosted?
No. Some people deal with it with like ghosting people and they just don't reply, right? They're just like, no.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think I've ever ghosted anybody before. But mainly because, you know, I don't really get too many matches, so.
don't put yourself down there. Come on, all right? We're gonna find Eric somebody, yeah. Right? All right, we're gonna hook you up. We're gonna do another blind date here, and we'll figure it out. But so yeah, I guess that's if
right.
the
I'm single and available right now,
that's on the record
right
here.
Now. Yeah.
So if the date went well, and would there be things in your mind that would be like a total turnoff, that she does after the fact? So maybe you guys go out on a second date. Would there be something that kind of would throw you off if things went well, but then, I don't know. If she called you all the time, if she like, you know, constantly called you like every hour or text you every hour, like, would that be a turnoff for you? Or would that be like, hey, actually, I enjoyed that.
I think it might be a little bit of a turn off. You're just calling me every hour or just texting me constantly and expecting a text back. Granted, I don't think that would happen because she says she is a nurse. So she's probably pretty busy working with two kids as well too. So for sure, no. But yes, that would be a slightly annoying.
Okay. Well, that's kind of all the questions that I have for you. Which brings us to the end of this episode. But for all the listeners out there that are listening in this episode, if you think that there are questions that I should have asked, let us know. You can either email us at offthewalk.info@gmail.com, or you could message us on Instagram. What's our handle on Instagram? Just
Off the Walk Podcast.
Off the Walk Podcast. I should know that by now, but my bad. So you can message there, message us on there if you feel like, hey, there should be a question that I should have asked. But this brings us to the end. Thank you, Eric, for doing this experience and experiment with us. I think a lot of the guests, or sorry, a lot of the listeners are going to find that interesting. And if you have a match that you think that Eric here...
Oh, yeah.
that would be, you know, interested in trying something like this, definitely contact us and we'll try to, you know, make this happen.